Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two folks representing the Cancer Support Group. I have Mary Beth Paloff and Bill Davis. Good morning.
Good morning.
I like having vibrant people joining me. This is very good. Thanks for bearing the wind and all the elements of spring. So most folks don't know there's a cancer support group, which is different than a survivors group. Is that correct?
Correct. We take survivors because there are always elements that you deal with for the rest of your life. But we're here for the people going through cancer and through the treatment and just, who need an extra hand to hold or an ear to listen.
And how long has this group been around?
It's been around for about 3 years. The Cancer Survivors Group that supplies the grants for people around town actually advertised for someone to get a group going, and I responded to that and have been doing it for the last 3 years.
And what's your expertise?
She's good at it.
I'm a cancer survivor. Hit my 5-year mark, and so I was able to go off the last of my cancer meds, which was really exciting. But it's always there in the back of your head. So I think anybody that has gone through cancer is a good person. It's always there. So everyone is welcome that has the cancer experience that they want to either talk about or not talk about, or just be with people that know what they feel.
Absolutely. And Bill, how are you involved in the group?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor too, but the interest that I have has been providing support and an opportunity for people who are going through treatment to share what they're. It always helps if you've got somebody you can talk to who's gone through the same kind of stuff. Maybe not exactly the same, but. You have things that you want to talk about that maybe you don't want to burden your family with or your friends, but you need to get them off your chest. And so we like to provide an atmosphere where people can come and talk and share, and we can ponder the problems that are involved in getting treatment and surviving. And when you're going through cancer treatment, it tends to run you down and you get discouraged and stuff like that. And so this is an opportunity for us to kind of buoy up, lift up folks when they're going through the treatments series. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there a large population in Sitka of cancer survivors or folks that need the support?
There are quite a few people that are going through cancer treatment. And that just know that because of the grants given out by the Sitka Cancer Survivors. But not a lot of people either know that there is a support group or feel that they need it. But it's not a big downer that we're, it's not serious, I have cancer, let's talk about this. We often just, it's a health check. It's like, how are you guys doing this week? And we talk about what's going on in town and just to be with people that you can relate to on that extra level.
And I'm sure that both of you have very supportive families that are very empathetic, but it's a different audience being with people who haven't had that experience. Is there ever sort of this charismatic aha moment when people come to the group like, oh, we had this sort of same experience with medication or a procedure?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We've had some people who've come and said that they really appreciated what support that they've got, what they heard. I remember somebody who we were just sort of chatting, and he says, I'd never thought of that before. And oh my, that's wonderful. So,
yeah, you have a lot of different information. I mean, people tend to research what's wrong with them and things like that, and different experiences, and problems can be dealt with in different manners. And so if you have a group of five, that's, four different points of view for the one person that has a question. It's like, how do you deal with dry mouth or something like that. And you got four different people to say, well, I did this, I did that, and that, you know.
Spritzer.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. This is such a sober, like, serious topic about, you know, taking care of yourself and the big looming, you know, word cancer.
Yeah.
But since you've come into the studio and previously, there's been so much joy between you two. Like, you seem to have such a sense of humor. And it's like this social group is really good for folks. I mean, you don't have to come and sort of put it all out there, but you could be a good listener.
Right. And the sense of humor helps a lot, too.
Yeah. And we gossip a lot, after all. It's a small group in Satan.
Yes.
You know, when small groups get together, what happens?
Yes, absolutely. But it's been nice. We've had people from out of town hear about it and come in. There's always the possibility of a new face, and also a couple times during the year, I try to get a guest speaker to come in. The students from the pharmacy have come in and talked about vitamin supplements to help things along. Crystal from blanked. This is Stama.
Balanced practice.
Thank you.
Yes,
she led a meditation that was really, really,
really, really
great.
Good, yeah.
And Dr. Cindy Westergaard came and talked.
Yeah.
And it just, and Dorothy Orbison came and did a sitting workout where, you know, when you're tired, but you still want to bring up your endurance and things like that, things that you could do. And it was great. Mm-hmm. And so we try to mix it up a little bit now and then.
And where do you meet?
We meet at the manager's house of the Pioneers Home, and Bill can give directions.
Because it seems to be an issue that folks can't find you.
Yeah. Some folks have said, but where is that? So I always tell them to go to Totem Square and stand by the totem and look at the Pioneer's Home and the statue, and then look to the left, and the square yellow house bungalow to the left is the manager's house.
And some people might know it as the Braveheart House, because Braveheart lets us use it once a month, which is really nice.
So once a month, day of the week?
Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once a month is there a pattern?
It's third Sunday.
Third Sunday. Because we can't, that's where the singers.
Shape singers.
So,
we,
you know.
We sing.
So we have the third Sunday of the month at 1 o'clock every third Sunday.
Third Sunday.
And every once in a while, we'll take a month off because of Thanksgiving or something like that, when it's just too many things going on, but then you won't see the signs around town or the notice in the paper. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get into the community calendar, too. It's just, I always think of it too late.
Well, I can show you how to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So
yeah, we just want to get word out so that people know that we exist. For some strange reason, there seem to be it seems to be hard to get information out about us. And then some people may be reluctant to want to come and say, you know, I'm not sure I want to go to that group. I don't know a bunch of strangers if I want to tell them about my cancer and stuff. But we really encourage people to come. And I would also encourage men who have cancer to come. There's quite a lot of emphasis on the kind of cancers that women have, but we don't, you know, want to forget that men get it too. And they need as much support and help as everybody else.
Well, fantastic. So folks can keep their eyes open for community calendar online. So the cancer support group meets at the Pioneer Home Manager's House, third Sunday of each month, 1 o'clock. And if people have some questions, Mary Beth, can they call you?
Yes, they can call me on my cell phone, 752-4033, or I actually, I have a new cell phone. So my home number is also out there, 6230842.
Terrific. I'd like to thank my guests, Bill Davis and Mary Beth Paloff, telling us about the Cancer Support Group. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Holly.